Blog Talk Radio.
Intro, man, just gets me jacked beyond fucking belief. I feel like just rushing into a pile of fucking dirty cops with batons flying, fucking smoke bombs going off, fucking flags burning, crazy liberals, super anarchist liberals fucking throwing haymakers, fucking smashing people with rocks, just fucking complete chaos. Just drives me crazy! Woo! Alright! Yeah, I love it, man. I love it. I just bring it all down, like the singer of the song says. Gotta love it, man. You gotta get fired up, man. If you can't get fired up against this fucking atrocity that we call modern life in America, what can you do, man? Well, I'm glad if you happen to hit upon it. You're listening to this, man. I'm really happy, and we'll try to fucking do the best show we can and keep you guys thinking and laughing at the same time, getting fucking crazy, maybe kick back and have a few drinks with us, and smoke them if you got them, is what I always say as we're whacking them and stacking them. And on that note, I'm going to introduce my co-host, old DB from the West Side. You out there, DB?
Hey, what's happening, man? Hey, that was quite an intro. I tell you, you were down with advocating rioting within the first 30 seconds the show was on, man.
I don't know what it is about that intro suck. I don't know what it is about Sepultura covering Just One Fix for Ministry, our weekly intro song, that just gets me, I don't know what it is, but I just want to rush a fucking oncoming advance of fucking stormtroopers and just smash some fucking skulls with bricks and just start stomping people and smoke and blood flying, flags burning, fucking batons swinging. It just gets me fucking fired up, dude. I just get crazy, man. I couldn't listen to that song and then go have a peaceful protest somewhere over something really vile, some horrible atrocity that was going on. You know, if I had that fucking blast into my speakers in my car before I came out to the peaceful protest, I'd probably get my skull cracked in. You know. Right.
Well, it's going on everywhere. You might get your chance sooner rather than later, the way fucking things
right.
are going in this country.
Right, right.
Yeah, you,
right.
You saw the Ferguson thing, right? For anybody that's not really know what's going on, because there is a little bit of a media blackout. It's finally starting to get covered, but you know, there was riots. African American shot unarmed in the streets. He was begging for his life, not to be shot.
Begging for mercy, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
and then,
how many times can you see these fucking videos? All right, over and over, every week, every day, videos of people, you know, not all totally completely innocent, but fucking being just shot down in cold blood, unarmed, fucking just unbelievable, a lot of the shit that's going, or just three or four cops with batons beating the fuck out of somebody cuffed, or beating a 53-year-old woman, you know, some guy just laying on top of her, punching her in the face, a police officer. I mean, it's getting fucking crazy, man.
Yeah.
You know,
nowadays, man, most police have the mentality of it's us against them, you know, instead of being fucking public servants, you know, serving the public, they're going out bashing their fucking heads in, you know?
Right.
Barney Fife with a fucking baton and a six-shooter sidearm, it's a fucking
with no bullets
with a grenade launcher and fucking three different tasers and head-to-toe in fucking military gear while there's
battle armor.
massive personnel tank rolling behind them. You know, and people are starting to finally get it. These tanks that are being sent back from the military and being dispersed all over the police forces of the U.S., they're going into these little fucking towns that have almost no crime. You know, and these citizens are like, what the fuck do we need that for? And there was a small town in Florida where they bitched about it, and the police chief was like, don't worry, we won't use that on you.
Right. They got armored personnel carriers, fucking basically tanks, but yet we can't fucking fill the potholes in our street or our fucking streets. You drive down the streets of Michigan and your fucking tire blows off your rim because that's so many fucking the streets are so horrible. We got the worst fucking infrastructure in the country, but yet we got tanks and fucking armored personnel carriers for 5,000 and 10,000 people towns.
Plenty of money for that. That just shows you how much fucking money we're shitting out for the military-industrial complex. All that money going into all these fucking wars all over the world, and when we get this nice, shiny, new machinery that we didn't even need that we sent over there anyway, where does it go, man? It's starting to fucking come back and be integrated into our police forces. It's not even the fucking tanks, man. It's just the way... The general public is being treated by the police nowadays. I mean, people are getting gunned down for fucking nothing, dude.
It's like cattle. And then I want to get into this later because I got that on my wall today, though, one thing I had sent you about it's not equal to everyone. Let's go over that a little too. Because, I do have some friends that, you know, are minorities. And they bring a lot of stuff up to me, and, you know, they send me stuff on Facebook. And dude, if you can't fucking see through it, you know, there is a little bit. We got fucking guys in the Bundy Ranch fucking pointing automatic weapons, white men, at fucking federal agents. Nothing happens to them. But a black guy comes walking out and stands on his front porch unarmed and gets his fucking 50 rounds pumped into him.
Yeah.
I mean, there is a little bit of fucking, there's a little bit of discrepancy on you know, who gets treated what. You know, if you're white Republican Protestant, you can fucking do whatever the fuck you want in a lot of ways, but don't be a black guy or a fucking Arab or a Mexican. You're going to get fucking smoked.
Yeah, the problem, I agree with you entirely. I mean, there's certainly the fucking targets, but the problem is it's everywhere now, and blacks are targeted way more than white people, but it's also happening even to white people now, too. But there is a difference. Here's the difference, dude, and I was kind of chinging around in my head here. And, you know, just recently, within the last couple days, there's this black dude, and he was in a Walmart and had a BB gun in his hand. And he got gunned down and killed in front of his kid was with him, but gunned down and killed for having a BB gun that I believe was from the Walmart that he was in. I could have been wrong, but shot and killed. But then on the other hand, you've got a lot of white boys, which just as a disclaimer, you and I are both, you know, walking around bringing AKs into fucking
Walmart
or wherever they want to, and nothing's happening to them.
They got a fucking AR-15 walking through Target.
Right.
isn't that ironic?
They had to have people in the restaurant tell them that they're fucking morons and get the hell out before you know it suddenly started to strike them. That, man, they weren't pleasing everybody, especially people wanting to have fucking peaceful dinner in an Applebee's. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. You don't want to see some jack off with a fucking AK-47 sitting next to you, slung over his shoulder while you're trying to eat your fucking chicken tenders, you know.
Right. The unlimited getting fucking, you know, having a fucking 40 pointed at your head while you're having unlimited appetizers, you know.
Right.
No more cheese sticks. No more.
Right. Hey, how are those cheese sticks? Pretty good. Hey, I noticed you got an extended clip in that 40. That's nice. You know, it's fucking stupid, man.
Yeah, man.
Just
but
fucking
there
stupid.
Certainly is a difference, but it's the problem is it's everywhere now. It's prevalent in our police forces. And this is the thing, this is how they jack it up. There's no backing down. There's no we are the servants to you, the public. When they had a vigil for this guy, this Michael Brown, they had flowers set out and candles burning, and they were standing around. Of course, there's a guy in a bullhorn, and he's talking to the crowd a little bit about what happened. Right. And they fucking rolled right up in personnel carrier and cars and just drove right over the fucking flowers and everything they had in the street for the memorial.
Isn't that
so
nice?
They ratcheted the motherfucker up, got him even more pissed off. And now, did you see?
Isn't that a daisy?
This is an interesting one to me. They've got a fucking no-fly zone going on over fucking Ferguson, Missouri now. The FAA does. Did you see that?
Well, what would that be for? That's not even during, like, wartime, isn't it?
Well, also, they don't want the fucking media up there in choppers covering what's going on.
Right.
That could be the only fucking reason. They're keeping the media away.
Right.
That's why there's a no-fly zone over the city. That's where, if you got a personal drone, that would be the shit that you fly that fucker in and start filming shit that's going on.
Right.
I mean,
right.
That's essentially closing a city off, man.
That's also freedom of the press. That's subverting the fucking Constitution.
Right. They're keeping fucking media helicopters over the out of there to cover the what's going on there, which is rioting all over. And, of course, the media, you watch media now, you see media coverage of it, it's all about the rioting. They riot, you know, busted some fucking windows down. They were so pissed after everything that was going on. They covered the rioting, not the dude that was unarmed, that was shot down fucking by the police, or their escalation of it with the driving through the memorial the next day or whenever
right.
It was, 2 days later. You know, it was the fucking rioting from the people that are so pissed off that they're going out busting shit up, you know?
Right. Well, I think they want this shit. I think they egg this shit on. And they, you know, and they started in the black community and minority communities and stuff. They see how far they can push it with them, and then it ends up being eventually, you know, everybody. Like you said, when they were trying to go after the Boston 19-year-old Boston bomber suspect, whoever, and they're fucking rolling through the streets of Boston with, you know, fucking tanks and marching, you know, 10 wide, fucking down the street like stormtroopers. And they're just
right.
just trying to see how far people will go, and if nobody will support. You know, even if you're not, you know, down with the movement and down for black people, you know, if you don't stop it now, if you're not there to help them, it's going to be you eventually. So,
yeah.
I mean, you know.
Hey, I'm going to prop this page again. I seem to be doing it pretty often. I have no idea who these guys are. I kind of, maybe we should put them on sometime. I think
real quick, let me, it looks like we got Christ Crusher on here. He's been on hold for 5 minutes. I'm going to put him on the air.
All right.
So, You're out with us. This is Crusher, right?
Yeah, what's up, man?
Hey, what's going on, dude?
What's going on, guys?
Hey, we're just talking about the Ferguson, Missouri riots and stuff, the police gunning that unarmed guy down, all that
good stuff.
Yeah,
I wanted to tell you something about that, I guess it was Michael, the guy who gunned down in the aisle or whatever, the store. He was actually, I think they said he was actually in an aisle where they sold those.
Oh, yeah, right, the guy in the Walmart that got shut down for the BB gun?
Yeah.
So he picked up
it was from the store.
Not only that, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I said he basically picked up a toy gun and they fucking shot him down.
Yeah.
And he was a black guy?
Yeah, he was black, African-American dude again.
Jeez.
So he was shot down in a Walmart for holding a BB gun.
And if I'm not mistaken, the hacker group, Anonymous, posted the address and actual picture of the house now of where that cop lives. And, you know, and
wow.
Nice I'm
house.
Glad you brought
nice
that up, dude.
There.
What do you guys think? I want to. Let's talk about this as a sidebar for a second about Anonymous. What do you guys think about Anonymous? You saw that a bunch of their, like last year or two, a couple of their leaders were hackers were arrested, and it turned out that one of them turned for the FBI and ran
right.
out a bunch of people in Anonymous. It was covered in
yeah.
Rolling Stone and stuff. So now...
Right.
This is my thing. This is my whole – here's my conspiracy theory about the entire thing, and it wraps into even Anonymous and everything, is that
– I don't like any of their pages on Facebook or nothing. I don't follow them at all. I never have.
I'm trusting them. But I think what's going on is that the African-American community is being deliberately provoked, and another unarmed guy was killed, African-American in L.A., lying face down in the street. That just happened yesterday. So Google that shit. That happened while he was laying face down. He was shot and killed, unarmed. But I think that the African-American community is being deliberately provoked so that they can justify exactly what we've been talking about on the show. All of those fucking armored tanks, all of the ARs that the police have, the fucking grenade launchers, the sonic weapons, I think that they're trying to foment unrest in the African-American community to justify what we've been talking about for fucking weeks on the show now. That's my theory of it all.
Right. Yep. I think it's happening.
Or otherwise, man. I mean, obviously this is happening all over, all the time, and it's mainly with minority communities. I mean, it's mainly and you see when it happens with the white boys out in Nevada, they go away.
Right. Right. Well, that's what I was saying.
Now they are.
Well, when the Bundy Ranch thing first broke, I was kind of like for the Bundys and kind of for, you know, what they were, but as I listened to more people talk about it and everything, I'm like, and I started listening to people kind of, well, they said, well, judge that against this different story here where it was a black guy or it was an Indian on, you know, that was held up, you know, like the, what's his name, the one Indian leader where they went in and they blew him away with FBI.
Peltier,
yeah. You know, those kind of situations, they had no mercy when it's a minority. They just go in and fucking smoke them, dude. They don't back down from nothing. All of a sudden, they get a, you know, a group of right-wing white Republican guys. They're walking around with freaking automatic weapons or semi-automatic weapons, pointing them at fucking federal agents. They don't do nothing.
You know,
and they just totally puts out.
That dude's a millionaire. That's what saved his ass is he's had money.
Right.
He's got money.
He's got some
that's
money.
The only reason why they didn't go in and fucking roll over. Well, maybe also because he's a white boy on top of it. But
they just started to crack down on him because I think the stories came out that land actually wasn't even his or he hadn't been paying any taxes on it.
Right.
He had bought his cattle out there. You know, so, you know, but then he made some racist comments, and then all the facts started coming out, and I can't really remember what happened with the story, but, you know.
They said, he's one of us. Leave him alone.
Yeah. You know, it's all coming out. You're getting this buildup, this aggressiveness by the police forces because of all the fucking weapons that they gear up and go out on now, you know, and I mean, like we were talking about that guy in Flint, he was an accused murderer, but they were chasing after him. They tore the fucking roof off the house with a bulldozer, with a fucking heavy machinery. Just ripped it
right
off the house, you know. And on and on. So go back to this cop block. I want to give it a prep one more time. When we first started talking, I mean, we haven't been on the air that long, and when we first mentioned the people following that page, it was about 500,000. I think it was less than about 480. It's at 937,000 now.
That's only a couple months.
Yeah, I mean, in the span of 2 months, it's almost doubled to 1 million people following this page, and on it, they've got coverage of the Ferguson incident. And their last question on the post on it is, are we on the verge of massive social change? Justin King of the Anti-Media, which is another good page to follow, thinks so. Here's his take. I haven't read the article, but I think it's a good question, a good precept. And it's going to have to be one way or the other, man. I mean, because there's going to be some sort of catalyst where all this shit comes out, where these fucking these police forces start rolling out these big armored carriers, personnel carriers on everybody. You know, what if some sort of major event happens in the country? Look at what the response is going to be. I mean, look at Boston.
Right.
It's a good example of it. You know, they took that fucking city over. There was over 50 federal agencies or government agencies involved in tracking down one 19-year-old dude. What happens if with two bombs that went off at a marathon? What happens if it was something massive? So, I mean, I can guarantee you the fucking response is going to be, you know, unbelievable. It'll be crazy. It'll be the cops rolling their fucking personnel carriers right down Main Street.
Well, cops will be military at that point. If anything, like if somebody blew a dirty bomb up in a city and fucking killed a million
already,
people,
man.
They would lock the fucking country down.
They are already. When we're talking about SWAT action, I read that article a couple weeks ago, man, where in 1980, I believe there was about 3,000 in 1 year in around 1980. Nowadays, every year, we average around 80,000 plus.
Right.
And I believe I gave the statistics. I believe 60 to 70% of those were private residences, if not more.
Right.
I mean, you're talking 200 a day. 200.
There should never be a SWAT fucking dispatched ever, unless it's like fucking the movie Heat scenario where it's a fucking armed robbery with fucking bank robbers with fucking machine guns coming out blazing. That's a hostage situation. You don't fucking send out a SWAT team to kick somebody's door and to fucking look for drugs or a pistol or something. That's
totally
bullshit.
I believe it was in L.A. where they threw that fucking flash grenade in a mm-hmm. baby's crib and fucked that baby up for...
The baby burned its face all up.
Blew a hole in the motherfucker in the side of his body, and he was in the hospital for a few months while they grafted skin and shit. And I can't believe he lived through that. But it just it's heavy, you know. And obviously most of it's happening in the African American community. You know, I mean, I can guarantee you they didn't. I don't know what the percentages were of that, but you can guarantee that most of those SWAT activities for the bag of weed are going on in the ghetto. You know.
Right. Yep. They can get away with it there. That's why they do it.
Right.
You know, they know there's not going to be any resistance. There's, you know, nobody in the ghetto is going to have a fucking $1 million lawyer on retainer, so they know they can get away with it.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, you know what's interesting is the great equalizer has been less so the fucking guns with heavy-handed cops, and it has been phones and video.
Phones, yeah.
Video is starting to fucking put a kibosh on these crooked motherfuckers that are, I mean, they're getting video of everything now. That video that Anonymous is going after, they got a video of that Michael Brown laying dead in the street with a cop looking over him. You know, everybody's got a camera now. Everybody's got a video camera, you know. So it's starting to fucking, you know, maybe take a toll a little bit on what's happening with the police state.
Right.
I don't know.
What were you going to say, Crusher? I heard you were trying to say something. I cut you off.
The latest with the cops, I guess his mother is she's suing this police force or whatever because they came in and they tased her 8-year-old daughter, and the bolts were so strong it sent her up into the wall. And if I'm not mistaken, they were in the wrong house.
Oh, my God. Too. Yeah.
Where was that? Where was that one at?
That was on a cop block too.
Oh,
yeah.
You don't know what city or where?
I'm not sure what city it was in.
I'll look for it. But yeah, I read that too.
That's
an 8-year-old.
Why would you ever tase an 8-year-old girl? I don't care if she's coming at you, running. What the fuck would you? Unless she's got a fucking pistol pointed at you, why are you fucking tasing an 8-year-old girl?
And that's happening not only in people's own homes, it's happening in schools and shit now too. I mean, you got not only the fucking heavy-handed security, but you got cops running in doing these ridiculous drug stings in their lockers and stuff, bringing dogs in, and you know beating the shit out of kids for no reason again. You know,
teaching
identity or whatever. I mean,
another one on cop block was a 13-year-old girl or something. Somebody called in said she was smoking weed. And they sent I can't remember how many police cars out there. I think it was at least 10. You know,
that's just it, man. And you know, I mean, they detect weed on you. Well, let's get kind of us over here and crush your fucking head in and take some of your teeth out.
That's why I've been so skeptical. Are they really going to make weed federally legal? Because that was like one of the easy things where they could just use as an excuse to get anybody, you know, put in prison or you know, get in the fucking system for just some bullshit, you know, something that should be legal,
yeah.
You know. And that's why I've always, I mean, I know it became legal in Colorado and you know, Lodge blessed them. But
it's legal where the White House is. It's legal where the
right.
White House is.
Right.
And it's still illegal on a federal level.
Obama
right.
could smoke one up in the fucking in Lincoln
yeah.
bedroom and it would be
right.
legal.
Yeah,
well, at least
yeah,
in the city.
It's legal in Detroit.
Yeah.
You can't have it in your car. You can't have it. I don't know how you're supposed to get it to your house. You can't have it in your car. But
well,
somehow magically, what's
right.
that?
That gives you
magically,
some excuse to fucking shake
yeah.
you down in your car.
Right, magically, if you can magically get it to your house without a vehicle, you have a fucking guy walk it to your house or whatever, then you can have it in your residence. So it is legal, but in your residence, but not in your
yeah.
vehicle.
Yeah, and you know, in some of these, like even medicinal, that some of the laws are ridiculous. You gotta either have it in your trunk, and it's got to be
right.
sealed away in a certain kind of container, and a, you know, because the fucking idiots writing these laws, you know, it's
right.
passed by the general public, but the idiots writing the laws, they have no idea what the, you know, in Michigan they spell it with the white bread H, MARIHUA, you know, marijuana.
Right.
All the documents when you sign, you know, when you apply for medicinal use or whatever else,
right.
All the state documents I have it misspelled.
It has to be sealed. You can only carry it in your trunk, and it has to be sealed in a titanium sarcophagus.
In a hermetic container that takes three different keys to open.
Right. Right,
you know,
right.
The federal government, they left a loophole for themselves. If I'm not mistaken, they're in Colorado. Since it's still illegal on a federal level, the dispensaries can't use banks to put, you know, the money to
right.
for profit in for that because banks are federal. So, and I think
federally insured, yeah.
A few months back, if I remember right, they busted into a few of them. And just, I guess, ransacked the place, but didn't make any arrests. You know, they basically just took everything and left.
Well, you know, they passed a law recently. Eric Holder actually did contact the banking system and said that you need to go ahead and start accepting money from these dispensaries, which I think is highly ironic because, like, Wells Fargo and fucking
right.
HSBC have all been proven and had to pay fines.
Drug laundering money.
Laundering drug money.
Yeah.
And yet that's where it's at, is they've got these fucking drug cartels telling them, don't take that fucking money.
Yeah, well, that's what it is.
Where's the bread being buttered, man? It's by these fucking drug cartels where they've been laundering money for years, and they're telling the banks, don't do it. And Eric Holder had to get involved and say, no, take that fucking money. Even after
right.
they've been fucking laundering it for years.
Right.
Oh, man.
They don't want the competition. They don't want no legal
right.
drugs. That's another thing.
Right. So you know they're getting squeezed by all these fucking drug cartels, drug mafiosos. I'm wondering what the percent was. The banks, you know, probably
yeah.
clearing solid 12, 15, 20%. And how do you write that
yeah.
in the books?
I know.
It's supposed to be a fucking account. You know, every penny is accounted for in a fucking bank. How do you launder money?
No, you're doing it all wrong.
You know? How the fuck is
yeah.
that money accounted for in
right,
right.
You know?
And
yeah.
on top of it, how the fuck did none of them get arrested for that?
Right.
None of them.
But yeah, IRS isn't going into them fucking banks and trying to fucking check their books.
Yeah, well,
you know, they're worried about
FCC and shit too, man. That'd be
FCC,
the Food Exchange Commission. That'd be fucking, you know. I mean, a ton of agencies should be up their asses about it.
They're worried about Joe Blow.
You know,
right?
Fuck no, man. Didn't happen either. So that's the irony of it all, man. Is that, you know, this fucking these banks laundering this money for years, and then Holder having to get involved to tell them to take a drop in the bucket from these dispensaries.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Right.
I'll tell you what, dude, I've been sending out a bunch of shit on Facebook the last week and a half about, legalization in Colorado, and of course they are the test for the world, you know,
right.
In Washington, it's just slowly but surely allowing sales in dispensaries, but Colorado was just wholesale with it, and their traffic, their highway fatalities have gone down, crime
right.
overall has gone down, violent
mm-hmm.
crime has gone down.
Yes.
A massive tens of millions of dollars into tax revenue. That a lot of that's going back into the school system.
Nice.
It's proven, fucking that everything that was said about weed, if you were against it, was fucking totally wrong. I mean, if you were
right.
an opponent of weed, every argument you fucking used, there's been no social decay in Colorado. There's been no,
right.
you know. You know, even litter, man. You're not seeing more litter because they're going out and getting munchies at fucking 3 in the morning and throwing it on the side of the road. That ain't happening.
Right.
You know? None
right.
of it.
Right.
So
yep.
I just say fuck y'all that had any problem with legalizing weed at this point, because it's being proven the benefits, and not only just the crime rate, but medicinally and whatever else, man. It's being proven that there's massive benefits to legalized weed. Massive benefits.
Right. Oh, I agree, 100%. should have been legal long ago.
My advice to you: start drinking heavily.
Well, you know why?
No, no.
Right back to what we're talking about, man. It was the fucking because they're making so much money. The two things: the police state making so much money on the drug
right.
war, and the banking system making so much money on the drug war.
Right.
I mean, that's the reason why. It's not to save you and I and Crusher,
hey.
Man. We, you know, it's not for fucking.
No, shit. They don't give a fuck about us.
No.
Hey,
no.
Dennis, if you were a crooked cop, what would you like to be able to do more than have a black market on drugs and you can kick in the door of some fucking poor schlub drug dealer,
yep.
go in there, pick up $40,000-$50,000 in cash, grab a fucking a kilo of fucking coke and weed
yep.
and whatever, and fucking just beat the fuck out of him and say, you say anything, I'll kill your whole family.
Yeah,
fucking
yeah,
walk
yeah.
out, and dude, you got this fucking windfall, and you don't even turn it in. And you
it
can't tell me it hasn't
dude.
Happened. Because, dude, it's happened before. Oh, yeah, they don't turn it all in.
Or
you know, not all.
They report half of it, right? They, you know, they take
right.
a kilo, and they report that they only found half a kilo. And they take
right,
50
right.
grand and say they only found 25 or whatever, you know, and then still send the fucker to jail. You know.
Right,
yeah.
So you get all the glory. Yep, you get all the glory of the big bust, and you get all the benefits. I mean,
right.
that's why, you know, that's another thing, man. They don't want to fucking
man.
Break that up. That's a fucking, it's a mafia-type style, you know, thing where it's...
Going back to
justifying
those fucking personnel carriers and everything else that are running over houses and people and shooting people in the fucking streets that are unarmed. And, I mean, our cops have gone, they've gone crazy, dude. I knew it was bad, but the internet, again, another thing where
yeah.
you see it so much every day, and you're like, holy fuck, man.
Right.
Where does it end, you know? Where the fuck
right.
does it end? And it's not. It seems to escalate every day. Something worse.
This is where it ends. It ends right here.
You know?
Baby.
Well,
right.
I was going to say, if we had legalized marijuana from day one, we probably wouldn't be in this imaginary debt right now.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know,
oh, I know, but...
Right. I don't see it because we print the money as we go along, as much as we want.
Right.
Yep.
So,
well,
so
I mean, you know,
hey,
that's what's
hey.
Bank, I mean, the you know, military-industrial complex has bankrupted the U.S.
Right.
China owns so much of our debt, and Japan and Germany and everybody else in the fucking world. You know, they're buying our debt just so that we can, you know, send our military and keep them there around the world to you know, maintain control of natural resources. I mean, that's
well,
what
they
the
want
military is there for, is to
right.
make sure that the oil keeps chunking and
well,
the
we have,
iron and the, you know, the uranium keeps coming up from the ground and shit like that, you know.
If we have to supply the military to the world and be the world's police and secure all these world's natural resources, then fucking make all drugs illegal, tax it all, sell it all, and fucking tax the church. All the fucking religious organizations, tax them all, and then there's your fucking funds right there to fund
Seven
everything.
7 years of college down the drain.
Right.
I hear you there in taxing the churches. They're in their fucking churches handing out political literature nowadays. Most churches are.
Right.
They're preaching politics.
How can a fucking church hand out a voting guide? How can it hand out a Republican voting guide in a church and be tax exempt? It's bullshit. My wife works in a nonprofit organization. They can't do that.
Right.
It's fucking illegal. It's illegal. And I just read something. They're going to start, they're supposedly put a new czar in place or whatever for that. They're supposed to start investigating churches and religious organizations that are promoting specific voting for specific, politicians or whatever, platforms or whatever. They're trying to start to crack down on that. So I don't know if they will or not, but...
They make more money of sending some fucking spies into the churches to see which one of these fuckers are promoting politics on the pulpit than they would trying to destroy Occupy.
Fuck
off. You know, the Occupy.
Dude, I'll do it.
Whatever else.
I'll do it for free.
The 10 churches. And
I'll do it for free, dude. I'll go to church and fucking rat them out for free. They could hire me for fucking free. I'll do it.
If they started taxing the churches, you'll see that the con artist would have to look for work elsewhere.
Yeah. Well,
right.
He goes straight to politics, is what he
says. Where's it going to be? Yeah, there'll be no. Where's the
Which
money going to be?
Which they to do anyway.
There's not going to be no money in it.
That wasn't that funny.
So, Joe Osteen he's not going to make $600,000 over the weekend anymore.
Right. Well, he shouldn't, dude. I mean, he shouldn't. He's peddling that bullshit. I mean, you know, if he was peddling actually what he's peddling and it was real, then maybe you are worth that money. But we fucking know it ain't. That's what grinds you the most is the guys riding around in a fucking Learjet, you know, mansions everywhere, beach houses, fucking richest fucker around, rich as just about anybody, and it's all bullshit. That's what really grinds you. That's what really fucking grinds you.
All those fucking preachers that are making the mass of the big money, they know. I'm betting you, man, they're fucking all atheists. They know it. Just
I don't know about that.
Marjo, dude, that fucking, that dude that went around conning, having these fucking old-timey revivals and conning all the people out of their money and shit. Same principle as these fuckers that got these mega churches with the 20,000, you know, people following them in an arena, and they're all giving up $20, $50, $100 every fucking week, making massive money. They fucking know, dude. Even if they don't want to believe it, you get to
they're making rock star money.
Fuck.
They're making the money of a rock star selling out major arenas and stuff, and they're producing nothing. They're not proving nothing. They're producing nothing. The only thing they're producing is all they're doing is quelling superstitious fears of fucking feeble, old, scared people that are fucking scared and their fear of death and their fear of, you know, not having, not belonging, not, you know, having something after they die. And they fucking, they're leeches, dude. They use this shit to fucking siphon that money off the people. And sadly, I was a part of it 15, 20 years ago. It's just sickening, man. You just want to grab these motherfuckers and wring their neck.
Hey, quit praying on me, would you?
They're producing something. They're producing conformity. They're producing fear. They're producing control. And they're, you know, get in line, motherfucker, and don't raise a fuss because you've got God in your life. You know, and that's what they're producing. That's why they're making the big money. Why they're not taxed right there?
They're
keeping the masses under control.
They're turning people into serfs for the fucking empire, man.
Right.
Is what they do, and that's why they get away with not having to pay taxes because they're useful in that way. You know, molding people's minds into fucking mush. And I meant to mention it. I'll intro it. I don't know if he wants to talk about it now or he can go later on or whatever he hangs on with us. But Crusher was talking to me before. He has been dealing with kind of de-evangelizing some Mormon guys and that had came visit with him. He would go out and have lunch with them and stuff. And I was going to ask him how that had turned out and what was going on with all that because I know he'd done it before, like a while ago, and then he was doing it again with some new guys. So do you want to talk about that, Crusher, or were you about...
Yeah.
Uh, what you went through with that, or?
Yeah, that's yeah, I'm getting a little experience now with the Mormons and, you know, everything that, you know, they believe and, you know, what they attribute things to, and you know, talking to them, they're really nice people, but you know, you can see that. I mean, you can clearly see right through it.
Right.
They, you know, to the claim of Joseph Smith being the last prophet.
Right.
Apparently, the angel Moroni was already said he was supposed to be the last prophet. Then you have the prophet Muhammad, you know, in a whole different, you know,
yep.
set, saying that he was the last prophet. So, I mean, you kind of feel for these guys because, I mean, they're 18, 19 years old. You know, a lot of them are doing this on their own money. And,
yeah.
you know, they come out here and you know, they truly think they have it all figured out at 18 or 19 years old, you know, everything that they've been
yeah.
indoctrinated with. And you just kind of feel for them because, you know, you just want to tell, you know, you just want to let them know, like, I mean, it's really, it's all bullshit. But you have to, it's a process you have to go through. I mean, you have to really break the ice, you know, real carefully with them.
Mm-hmm.
Because for the most part, they're really not supposed to get into all that. They're not supposed to read any books that aren't approved by the church. And I've mentioned that before a couple times, that I've actually gotten them to read Disproving Christianity by David McAfee.
Right.
So now I got this next set. You know, I didn't get to, you know, finish with the other guys because I ended up moving. And then they ended up, you know, a couple weeks later being relocated. And I found they switched phones, actually, for their areas. So when I was texting,
right.
those guys, two new guys answered on the number. And so they sent me that their phones are pointing about 32. And they pass them off or whatever to the next, you know, two that come in. They can't be, they have to be at earshot, you know, of each other at all times, except, you know,
right.
going through the bathroom or whatever. And, just really strict things. They don't go out to eat on Sundays because they'll be breaking the Sabbath.
Right.
You know, and we so, you know, in the Bible, you know, we see that it used to be Saturday. And
yep.
it's really changed for consumerism benefits, I guess you would say.
Mm-hmm.
You know, more convenient. So you just, you know, you go into this and you know these guys are, you know, have no idea what they're really talking about. And, you know, they're completely convinced of it. You know, they have to be virgins to go out here and do this.
Right.
They're not allowed to, let's see, what is it?
Did you talk to them about the magic underwear? Did you ask them about their magic underwear?
No, I said you got to break the ice. You know, kind of.
Oh.
I didn't mention any of that, but I actually have another
guy. Isn't that a daisy?
On my Facebook page, you know, he's an ex-Mormon, and he wasn't able to come down with me on the first two, but these, you know, these next guys, he came down a couple weeks ago, and I have to, you know, hats off to him because, I mean, this guy had it all. He had, you know, like a copy of the Mormon book from the 50s, or their Bible.
Uh-huh.
He had that all sealed up. He has another newer version of the Bible, and it, you know, you can see his wear in it, you know, the uses. He had all their manuals and handbooks. Like, he was prepared. You know, he knows this stuff from the inside out. So I learned, you know, a lot listening to him. And
he's
on a few things.
He's an atheist now, you're saying? Your friend?
Yeah, he's an atheist now.
Okay. Yeah, it's really hard to somebody that's indoctrinated from birth, it's hard to reach them, especially when they're in the throes of the whole thing, and they're probably actually excited about what they're doing. They probably are happy about it, and
yeah.
they probably feel like they're doing a great good into the world. So trying to bring a downer to that, and when their parents are like living it hard probably, and they're, you know, they see their parents being happy or whatever. It's hard to, you're the evil one. You're the one that's lost. You're the one that doesn't understand what's going on.
Right.
So to come from a position of authority to them, you know, they're not going to, they may be nice to you, and they may, you know, but they're not going to respect what you're saying. They're probably going to not believe most of the things you tell them. And that's the same thing I've been dealing with those Torah roots people on a lot of the Bible debate sites and stuff. And I kind of had gotten off the sites. I had canceled a lot of the closed groups I was in that were those people were talking on. You know, some of the ones I was talking about. And actually, a few of them befriended me on Facebook. They asked them to befriend me on Facebook, so I befriended them. And I would go on their walls. They would post all this stuff, and a lot of it's pro-Israel, pro-war, pro-Zionist. Everybody's against us. Everybody's trying to destroy us. So we've got to just go out and destroy everybody. And I would just post all the counters to that, and they started calling me Muslim sympathizer, Nazi, you know, over and over. And I just got sick of it after a while. I go, I'm just anti-war, dude. I'm just like, I hate Islam. Calling me a Islam sympathizer or terrorist sympathizer, I go, you're nuts, man. I freaking hate Islam. I hate Islam just as much, if not more, than Christianity. I hate Hitler. I'm not a Nazi, you know, and they would call me Nazi. And I just got sick of it, you know, and I'm just like, you know what? I the last thing I wrote him, I said, I'm going to let you people wallow in your warmongering, in your fear. And that's all it is. You're full of fear. It's just a sickening group of people that uses an imaginary, mythical faith to, you know, justify killing people. And it's sickening. And, you know, and you're never going to get anywhere. And eventually you will be destroyed or you will destroy. And then that's all you're going to have. And that's it, man. You're just going to ruin the world for your stupid fucking faith. You know, your faith that God has given you this land and you're supposed to dominate over everything. Just, you know, it's fucking sickening. And I got so sick of talking to people like that. They're just fucking mindless fucking zombies, man. I can't stand talking to the super ultra-religious anymore. It really started wearing on me. I just got to the point where I got so angry, I started getting out of those groups. I'm like, I can't. They're going to talk to me on my terms. I'll invite them onto the show, the debate, or they can come to my personal Facebook page or whatever, but I ain't fucking going on their shit no more. I just got
I would not be surprised if they were paid propagandists. You know, I mean, there are thousands, if not tens of thousands, of people on the internet nowadays that, you know, fought for the Pentagon and AIPAC and Israel, whatever cause it may be. And man, they just sit all fucking 8 hours a day at their computer, you know, propping whatever it is, whoever's paying them. You know, whether it be the Pentagon or Israel or whatever else, man. And some of them are just you kind of hit on it a little bit, man. I try and avoid arguing with people. I see Christ Crusher, he gets on there all the time talking to people about it. But to me, man, talking to people on the internet that are dead set and all they do is believe in religion is like arguing about the fucking Easter Bunny. After a while, you know, or arguing about Santa Claus or something. It's so futile, and it's so ridiculous.
Right.
I don't know. Did you see that comment about Robin Williams that my mom left on Facebook? She's a Seventh-day Adventist, and we talked a little bit about how ridiculous that sect of Christianity started, you know, with the the great disappointment of bringing his followers up into the mountains and saying Jesus is going to come this day and he never comes, and then he recalculates the numbers. Oh, I got it wrong in the Bible, and they go back up again.
Right.
It's actually this day. They never come again. And that was the founding of their religion. What's that fucking guy that hauled them up in the mountains? So anyway, she's all into Seventh-day Adventists now. And she made the comment of, it's too bad that he died with just no hope. Like he was talking about Robin Williams killing himself. And she said, too bad he died without any hope, you know. And I almost piped up again. You know, I've already gone at it a couple times with my mom on Facebook about religion. And nowadays I'm like, fuck it. This is how I am with almost everybody now. Like, I'll debate you all you want if you come on and talk to me and stuff like that. But, man, there's no way you're going you're going to be able to at least solely on Facebook convert someone away from their views, especially when they're maniacally religious. You may be able to have ideas in their head and stuff like that, but there'll be no conversion. And my mom's at that point just about where, you know, and I'm thinking, she's, he died without hope. And I'm thinking, he didn't live a life of fucking delusion. You know, I almost put that in.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, I would rather live to 63 and be fucking clear thinking, you know, not deluded, not perpetrating a fucking myth, than live till to 80 and be in a fucking a black hole of humanity, fucking just keeping this fucking myth going and just being a fucking sycophant to the fucking empire. You know, I don't want to be that, man. Fuck that, man.
I find with her, man, the more religious she gets, the more she gets completely morbid and hangs on death and how people die, talking about people killing.
I live with a very dangerous woman.
Like that post I was telling you about that she sent, that I still is the most offensive religious post I've ever seen on the internet, about that husband going in and killing his wife and shooting himself and having the daughter. I witnessed the whole thing, and then she leaves later and said, you know, and then talks about how, well, there was someone in the room with me while they were killing my, you know, and justifying fucking religion through a murder suicide eyewitness by the daughter. Crazy.
Right.
But it seems like she like that's all she's thinking about now is death, the way people die, how they. It's just, so it's just like, I don't know if it's a fascination or a morbid curiosity. Some people, and this is what I believe, this is the reason for religion, I think, in general, is that they can't come to grips with their own death. They can't just come to grips and accept that you don't fucking live forever. They can't accept it. There's got to be some answer to, you know, there's got to be some higher power that cradles me in his arms when I die, because I believe some ridiculous myth written during the Iron Age, you know? And it's just so delusional. It's so fucking delusional. It's incredible. And with her as an example, I don't know, man. It's like she can't get off of it. You know, talking about that, you know, Robin Williams, you know, and it's I don't know if it's a morbid curiosity or what, but it's like delving the demons or something, I guess. I don't know.
It shows you how bad religion and religious faith makes people. You'll see normally nice people will actually post when somebody like Robin Williams dies and he's known as a non-religious person. They'll say, it's so sad that he died without Christ in his life and he's now in hell.
Right.
I mean, who in their fucking right mind would post something in public after somebody dies that this person is now in hell? You're basically, at that point, you're like the Westboro Baptist Church. You're just, you're no different than them, really. You might as well get a fucking sign that says God hates fags or whatever and go out and stand at, Robin Williams' funeral and fucking march around back and forth with all your God hates this, God hates that signs. Because you're basically doing that. You just, you know, you're just too lazy to go out and do that, but you're doing it on Facebook, you know. And
did you see they knocked his daughter off of the internet? She canceled her Instagram and Twitter accounts and all that because of the fucking trolls going on there.
They were sending her stupid fucking messages.
Yeah.
Right.
They're trolling her about fucking him killing himself, religious people.
Right. You know, family's going through a horrible time, and you ain't got nothing better to do than fucking make somebody bad or tell them their dad's in hell because they killed themselves. You're a fucking idiot, man. I mean, people like that, you know, and if they're religious, if they're Christians, I mean, you're just fucking sick, man. You have become so deluded, you're fucking insane in your mind. And I'm going to tell you what, there's people that we know that are Christian. They won't say it. They ain't got the guts to go online and say it, but because he killed himself, in their mind, I know they think that he's in hell, but they just
all
won't say it.
Do, right? I mean,
well,
I mean,
not all of them, but
I play the devil's advocate.
Not all of them, but a lot, a lot.
You go to really? If you kill yourself,
maybe not all. Well, there's some more liberal denominations, but I would say a lot of Christians would say he's in hell. Or they'll keep it to themselves. They ain't going to go out there like the Westboro Baptist Church or like some of the trolls that were messaging his daughter or whatever, but they're going to say that, you know, if you question them deep down inside, they believe he's in hell. And if you believe that somebody that kills himself is in a hell, you're fucking sick, man. You're part of the reason of what is wrong with this world. What is destroying this world, you are complicit with it. You are part of the problem. You are no better than a fucking. You're no better than a fucking. A Muslim fucking bomber, fucking strapping a bomb himself and going up and blowing himself up for Allah. It's the same thing. It's coming from the same sickness. It's that God-brained fucking mindset sickness that you think people are going to hell. You think he's bad because he's gay. This guy's bad because he didn't, you know, he's not in the right denomination. This, that. It's all that. It comes from the same sickness. It's a fucking mental delusion that was created thousands of years ago, and people keep passing it on to their kids and keep passing it on to their kids. It never. You got to break the fucking cycle at some point.
Well, you know, it creates a superiority with certain people, even if you're living in a fucking shack,
what,
right?
Michael, what are you drinking, Dennis?
I need another beer. You're still fucking better than the rich dude in the mansion that doesn't believe in God.
Right.
Yeah,
I mean, that's how they keep you happy with being poor. You know, we want for nothing. Isn't his eye upon the sparrow? How much more will he care about you? Do not worry for tomorrow. Do not save anything up. Don't worry about anything. You know, that's how all these fucking bankers and everybody that's running this world fucking keeps people stupid and poor and happy with being poor. And you got fucking sick fuckers like Mother Teresa going around and telling people, you know, God is glorified in your sickness and your illness and your fucking poverty. Christ is glorified, you know. Just thank him for all your troubles and tribulations. He only chastised those that he loves. So the more fucking trouble you have, the more pain you have, the more sickness you have, the more poverty you have, the more Christ is glorified. So, dude, it's fucking madness, dude. You can't see that. You can't fucking figure that out, people, that, you know, this is a fucking system set up to keep fucking poor people happy, to keep them happy in a miserable fucking life, and to keep people serving the fucking empire, and keep you scared or afraid of everything.
You certainly need to be in touch with your anger.
Goddamn right I am.
Man in control, you know?
Right.
That's it. That's what the structure's there for. Subdued and in control,
right.
So the people, you know, running the gig can
right.
make sure that they follow along and right in line.
I think Crusher had something to add to that. I was kind of rambling on, but what were you going to say, Crusher?
Oh, yeah, I was going to back up a little bit when DB said it's futile to argue with some of these people, that there's nothing that you can get out of it. Or no deconversions or anything. That's not entirely true. When I debate people, you know, they come to my page and, you know, they say whatever, they try to troll me or debate me, you know, I handle it how I handle it. You know, it doesn't matter what they say. Okay, it matters what I'm saying to them, how I'm refuting their claims of what they're saying. And I do that for, you know, the people that are watching, you know, the fence.
Right.
I don't expect to get through to the guy I'm debating. I'm not trying to deconvert him. You know, I'll give everything,
right.
you know, straightforward to him, you know, where he could possibly if he wanted to, but that's not my main objective. It is to get the fence sitters, you know, that they're watching this, you know, exchange. And I actually had a guy private message me one time. And, you know, he was struggling with, you know, being a homosexual and his church, you know, not accepting that. And he was really angry with him. After, you know, talking to me for a while, he actually, you know, renounced Christ, you know,
right.
said, fuck God, you know, became an atheist and keeps in contact with me regularly, you know, and, you know, he thanks me from time to time, you know, for talking to him, and he admitted that when he first private messaged me, he wanted to tell me that I was wrong.
Right.
So, that there is a God, that there is this and that. But because of his doubts, I was able to get through, you know, through his doubts, and he was, you know, in a respectable way, you know, and it happens, you know,
right.
they can happen if, you know, it's a shot, you know, and once I did that, you know, I realized, you know, this is good. I should keep doing this, you know. So I keep going, and that's, you know, what I do it for. When my friend came down for the Mormons, he left me a book called A Manual for Creating Atheists by Peter Boghossian. I think that's how you pronounce it.
Uh-huh.
And it's about you.
I've never read it, but
it's great. I mean, this guy nails it. And what he calls what I'm out doing was, you know, I was just considering myself an activist. His terminology for it is a street epistemologist.
Epistemologist?
That goes out to break people's faith, to lead them to logic and reason, you know, for, you know, a better way to live, a better world and all that. You know, it's basically an outline of how to, you know, get people to drop their faith. You know, he's got arguments lined up for everything that, you know, that you can think of. He sets you up as you're going along of how to do this. So I thought that would be good, you know, to add to my resume if I read this and, you know, applied some of that. And I think it's, you know,
right.
Not all the way through it yet, but he makes some really good points on things. You know, if you haven't read
right.
it, check that out. But, I mean, it is frustrating.
Yeah, send me a link to that book or whatever. Message me a link to that book. I'll check it out. I did want to say one thing to you. What I would suggest, and I would tell this to anybody that's trying to de-evangelize people or deconvert people online in debate rooms and stuff like that. I would say don't try to go for all or nothing. Some people just cannot fucking handle the there is no God at all, no matter what.
Yeah.
If people want to believe, and I'm not 100% positive myself that this cannot be possible, but if people want to believe that there is some kind of fucking energy force, first mover, something that sparked life, a kind of a non-personal energy field that is has some kind of weird consciousness to it that we can't understand. If they want to believe that, I don't have no fucking problem with that. You know, that's it. You know, is it possible? Yeah. You know, I have no way of knowing. It could be. But what I try to go against is this fucking Abrahamic religions, the stuff that says we know for sure Muhammad, we know for sure Jesus,
yeah.
We know for sure, Jacob, Isaac, and Abraham, you know, in Exodus and Genesis and all this bullshit that never happened in Christ, which, you know, doesn't even look like that really happened.
Yeah.
All that bullshit, that's what I'm against, the stuff that set up the system that we're based upon today, and that's what I fight against, and I, you know, that's what I try to go against is that, of the current religious systems. I'm not really an atheist, I'm more of an anti-religious. I'm an atheist in practice, I guess, but I'm more like probably a deist, really. I don't know really what I am, but I'm definitely anti-religious. And that's what I fight against, because that's what's doing all the harm. And
you know, these are the ones that make knowledge claims without the evidence, you know.
Right.
You're making a claim of knowledge that you don't have. You don't have anything to support it. You know, that's why the religion in its entirety becomes a problem right there. You know, you're telling people this, you're getting them to believe it, and you're using arguments that have been debunked over and over and over to, you know, a gullible mind that, you know, hasn't
right.
really questioned anything. And that's what is a problem, when you make a knowledge claim without, you know, the evidence to support it. And this is where we're at
today. You just look back through history, all the history, everything. I mean, look at, like, how Hitler used the Bible to justify killing and exterminating the Jews. He used it. You know, they killed Christ. They did this. They did that. I mean, he used that to justify killing the Jews. Then the Jews used, you know, the Old Testament, the Torah, to, this is our land. God promised us to kill and exterminate Arabs. I mean, it all emanates from the fucking Bible. All this death and destruction and killing emanates from the teachings of the Bible. People taking stuff that's supposed to be like allegory, it's not even supposed to be taken literally, and they fucking read literal shit into it, and they base their fucking plans on it. That's what's destroying the world. I mean, I think it's got to be fucking destroyed, man. I mean, If I was fucking the leader of the free world, I would outlaw fucking. I would just say no Abrahamic religions at all. You want to be a fucking Buddhist? Okay. You want to be a non-violent religion? You know, you want to believe you whatever? Fine. Anything that fucking preaches war or this is our land, nationalism, we're going to kill people, it's done. It's fucking over, man. It is over. No more fucking violent religions ever.
That's
Christianity,
well.
Judaism, what? It would go well? Yeah.
That'd go over well. People loved it.
I would be like the atheist. Dude, I hate it because I was reading the Communist Manifesto the other day, and, I was going to take a picture of me reading it and fucking put it on a picture on that No Holds Barred, and I knew they would all get on there and go, yeah, we knew it, you fucking, you know, they would just go crazy. But, I read this shit to fucking see how, like, what other people thought and, you know, and where they get this stuff from. And, I do align with a lot of the beliefs of that, you know, in a way. But, then I was reading that thing about Lauren Bacall today online on Facebook about how she was a super liberal forever, her whole life, and she was a big activist, the old film screen, black and white movies, Lauren Bacall. And, she acted in a lot of movies, you know, like the 40s, 50s, 60s, just tons of big actors. But she was a big, huge liberal, and she was an activist, and she was in a lot of stuff. She was real active in a lot of political stuff. But she was also heavily anti-communist, which was weird. You know, usually if you're super liberal, you're a little more sympathetic to communism, but she was, like, super anti-communist. And I was kind of reading her story, and I was like, yeah, this chick's cool, and that's kind of how I want to be, but, you know. So, I mean, it's, I don't know.
The communism, man, it was called the Red Scare. We were
that's all I have to say about that.
With us for years, but communism is just, it's left-wing is all it is, man. I mean, it's leftist. It's pure leftist. Under ideal conditions, every single worker gets paid the same amount, no matter what job they
right.
do. You know, and they're
right.
But it never worked, and it was always as corrupt as capitalism is. You know, the most
right.
The most millionaires in the world are located in Moscow, in any city in the world.
Right.
Moscow. So you know,
right.
it didn't eliminate the rich people. You know, it just
yep.
changed who was rich. Who ended up getting
right.
rich after a while, just like capitalism, whatever else. And I don't, you know, there's, I forgot who said it was something like, you know, capitalism is, I don't know, it's a, you know, it's the worst set of government in the world, except for all other kinds of government. You know, so it's really bad, but there's none better than that. Is the saying, but
right.
I don't know, man.
But what we are is like what you always said is what fucking what's his nut said from Italy. We're a corporate fascist is what
yeah,
we are.
Yeah.
You know, we're not. Are we? You know, what is this capitalism we're practicing now? It's fucking corporatism. It's
right.
not. You know,
I think it's all fucking semantic bullshit because you know.
Yeah.
I mean. We practice socialism all over our police, our fire, our roads, our
right.
our you know signs, the street lights, the roads being plowed, on and on and on and on. That's all socialism, you know. The cops.
Right.
And so it's just the degree and the reason why it hasn't been immersed completely in our society is because of the market forces, quote unquote market forces, and that's just the fucking rich people trying to get richer. Is all it comes down to. Those are the people that still want to make money off you having to pay, you know, $100,000 to go to college, or you having
right.
to claim bankruptcy because you got an illness and couldn't afford to pay for your cancer, or the people that want to have you pay for the fucking sun to shine so that they can put solar panels on your house and charge you for it, or can charge you for the wind to blow because they're putting up fucking windmills or whatever.
Right.
I mean, that's
they pull the plug on the stock market after they fucking got out and you got your whole fucking 401k in there and they fucking all bailed out long ago and then they fucking collapses.
This is the way things are. Profits are privatized in America.
Right.
So when you're making money, but losses are socialized. So anytime a corporation's about to fucking bite it because they fucked up and we're so corrupt, they've got to go like our banking system, that's all fucking socialized. We all had to fucking shoulder that debt, you know?
Right.
But when they're making money, they're the only ones making money. We ain't making it. But when they're losing it, we all fucking pay for it.
It's unbelievable in a bankrupt fucking country like we are. We were given trillions, billions and billions and trillions of dollars to fucking banks, dude.
Yeah.
Can you fucking believe that?
Well,
I mean, can you? We,
fucking...
you know, if people really fucking realized what was going on back in 08 and 09, if people could fucking grasp the depravity of what was going on, they would be rioting in the fucking streets. But people don't understand it. They just think, you know, they're just like, well, it's just, you know, whatever. And you know, who do you think's paying for that shit?
But
you know,
that's what they're trying to avoid, dude. Right?
You're working a fucking $60,000 job, and you ain't getting dick out of it. A $60,000 a year job, and you can't even, you ain't got dick. You know?
Yep. You can't. I mean, it's tough to get by even making good money nowadays. And that you know, that's what happened to what the fuck happened to having being able to have one person in the household work, while the other one stayed home with the kids and raised the kids and took care of the house. And it's so fucking rare nowadays, dude. It's a privilege to be able to do that now. It's a fucking privilege instead of having to have both two dual income where fucking you're both working just to pay the mortgage and the bills and put food on the table and shit. I mean, that was only 40 years ago where people were there were a majority of households in America that were single income. You know, and could afford
danger,
it.
Danger.
And now that doesn't fucking happen anymore. You know?
Yeah.
But they had to sell that story. That was the thing you're saying, why wasn't there riots in the street and shit? That was the story, that if we didn't give the banking industry all this trillions of dollars, then there would be rioting. There would be 50%, 60% unemployment. Right. There'd be, you know, and all these fucking Armageddon scenarios that were given to the White House and Congress by the banking industry. The only fucking Armageddon that would have happened would have been in the banking industry. Those fuckers would have gone away, you know? They would have been fired. They would have lost their fucking jobs. All
right.
That shit, which should have happened. They should have gone to jail, which they still should.
Right.
And instead, what happened? We gave them trillions of dollars. Because some fucking supposed breakdown in social order was going to happen if we didn't fucking give the richest people in the world trillions of dollars. You know? Fucking ridiculous, dude. Crazy.
Exactly. It is nuts, man.
Billionaires, you know.
I know. God forbid they make a billion less than they normally expect to make.
You know, those poor billionaires, you know.
It's fucking sickening, dude.
Yeah.
It is
so,
sickening.
You know, the breakdown in social order fucking happened when we gave them that money. When I forgot what it was. It turned out to be over $10,000 for every man, woman, and child in America that we lent out. We made an average house of four people was immediately $40,000 in debt just to bail those fucking banks out.
Right.
You know, crazy.
Well, I think I'm going to kind of go George Carlin on here a little bit on it, but I think we should start fucking bombing golf courses and fucking golf clubs and the fucking elitist golf courses and get some of these cocksuckers.
I want you to kill every golfer on the course.
I mean,
but if I kill all the golfers, they're going to have to throw away the key.
I think that, you know, all these people are angry at the fucking, you know, you get the right-wingers that are angry at the government. Yeah, there's a reason to a certain extent, especially back to when we're talking about the police forces and the military and their heavy-handedness and how they're just fucking running rampant right now. But to me, it's the fucking corporations directing our government. The money coming from fucking corporations with that dark money from that fucking Citizens United ruling by the Supreme Court that allowed dark money into our fucking political system is directing everything that's going on right now in our fucking political system. Everything.
Right.
And I agree.
They're
running the gig, right? Corporations are running the gig right now, no matter what the fucking political party
is. Thank you very much.
Right.
And that's
totally
fucking, that's fascism. That is fascism. When the fucking corporations are making determinations about laws, writing the laws up, controlling the media is another aspect of fascism. Disdain for civil rights, for labor unions, that shit's all
right.
Fascism.
Right. Well, that's why I was kind of joking.
I was joking earlier. The thing they fucking went at was the unions. The very first
right.
thing the fucking Nazis did was disbanded the unions and arrested and killed a bunch of union leaders. The very fucking
right.
first thing they did.
Right. Well, that's why I was joking about. I would almost rather have fucking communism compared to where we're going towards now. I mean, you know, it's just fucking. Because at least communism, we can get rid of fucking religion. We can, you know, everybody can, you know, we can fucking supply to the poor. You know, I mean, it's almost to the point now where I'm like, man, fucking communism sounds good to what we're doing now.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I don't want to get into the fucking.
I don't think anything's working. I don't know what it is. I don't have the answer to it. But I don't. Nothing is working. Capitalism isn't working. I mean, you look at communism, great and ideal. You know, a wonderful ideal to make sure that everybody's fucking treated equally and no matter what you're doing in the society. But, you know, it didn't turn out that way, right? I mean, you still had poor people. You still had millionaires, you know. So something's got to give. There's got to be fucking something that happens. And it's all wrapped into money. It's all wrapped
right.
into your fucking banking system. And I don't have a fucking answer to it, but man, something's got to give. Something's got to fucking pop. That's got to change the way we run things. You know, the way
right.
we run things,
oh,
the way things are run in the society.
We really need to. And I almost think it's impossible for it to happen. But we really need to have happen here what happened in Iceland, where the people took over the banks and they kicked the fucking
yeah.
banks, the national bank out of the country, and they nationalized the banking system. They had oversights over everything. There was no more fucking outside fucking World Bank in there or whatever. They fucking took control of their money. They redid everything, and that's what we got to do here. But I look at it, and it's almost like without a total fucking armed revolt, I don't know how it's going to happen.
I don't know.
I mean, I just can't see it. I mean, by voting, I mean, okay, let's say we all get together. We vote for everybody. You know, let's say Elizabeth Warren, you know, seems like the best Democratic candidate. She's going to get in there. Is anything going to happen, dude?
No.
I mean, is anything, you know, I mean.
They'll put a squeeze on her, and she'll be just like Obama and Bush.
Who's the third party candidate? Who's the libertarian candidate that's going to come out of nowhere and win? We don't have no third party candidates. Ron Paul.
That everybody already knows somebody famous, maybe outside of the political system, that comes out of the fucking woodwork and says, "Fuck every single political party out there. I'm running on this platform."
Who would that be?
I don't know, man. And I don't know if this is any better, but, you know, like a Robert Redford that's involved in politics that everybody knows,
yeah.
environmentalist.
He might be too old.
Right. But somebody like that everybody already knows, that comes out of the fight and says, you know, fuck the system. This is my platform, and
right.
I'm here to help the average American citizen. You know,
yeah.
who the fuck says that anymore? I'm here to help
no.
the average American citizen. No one.
Well, you thought it was going to happen with Obama because he was a fucking community organizer and everything, but he's just bought and paid for it just like everybody else.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, he ain't fucking. I mean, if anything, shit's gotten worse under him as far as
yeah.
poverty and fucking human rights and everything. It's just gotten worse.
Right.
I mean, you know,
he's just fucking brute. That proves you that
right.
the fucking president isn't running the gig. He's being directed by somebody and something.
All right.
You know?
That's why that's the same thing. When, you know, I actually know people that met George W. Bush. I know people that have met him, and they say he's the greatest guy, dude. They said he is. No, I'm not kidding. Everybody says
no,
he's such an idiot. I know people that have met him, and they...
They
said he's the nicest guy. He would, you know, he's very personable, and he doesn't seem like he's some kind of elitist, you know, fucking human spirit crushing person.
He is,
but,
he
but,
is, dude. I mean,
but well, that's what it is. I mean, I'm just telling you,
you get in there,
and that's you're going to go along with the program. He can't fucking stop. They can't stop what's going on. They've already had to agree they're going to go along with what's going on. That's why you see these guys get in there, and 5-6 years later, their fucking hair is completely white because they know the fucking atrocities and the evil and the horrors that are being committed without people's knowledge, and they fucking know about it. I think that's what eats them alive. That's why fucking, you know, Clinton got in there, he looked like he was 40. When he got out, he looked like he was 80.
Yeah.
He looked like he was fucking 80. I mean, in 8 years...
Without fucking gray hair or the younger ones, and they come out looking like they need a fucking walker, dude. You know?
Right.
I mean,
right.
Fucking, oh, white guy.
Fucking feeble.
Right.
They look like they, you know, like they fucking been through the ringer for, you know, as long as possible.
I think it's the same way.
He's looking young going in, man. He's got gray hair. He's got... Wrinkle. He looks way fucking older than he did when he went into office. Way older.
Well, I think it's because of the shit they know, the shit that they have to conceal.
Really.
It's a horrible, you know, what they know, and they just can't fucking, you know, it just ages them and makes them look sickly.
Yep.
You know,
I agree. I mean, they learn, and you know, plus, I mean, every day they're dealing with some fucking crazy. That, you know, a mass murder in the country or an invasion and in, you know, across over the overseas or whatever, you know, every day it's something absolutely insane. And on top of it, I think when they go in, they learn some shit that they never knew maybe even to be possible. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And they go, holy fuck, this is the way the shit is. And
right.
And it keeps being reinforced by our system over and over again, by our Supreme Court, by Congress, by the President. You know, when you're talking about Citizens United allowing money to flow in, and you're talking about all these fucking people from corporations, this is what we need, and it will never happen, is an actual representation from our country. Fuck all these lawyers and career politicians that get into office. Where are the writers? Where are the engineers, the architects, the fucking musicians, poets, you know, small businessmen? Where are the? I mean, there's a few in there, but almost.
I know.
They're almost.
When you're a fat old fucking, you know, 45 to 50 year old fucking musician, and you've been successful and everything, you know what? Don't fucking go retire. Don't go work in a studio. Get into fucking politics.
Traffic,
become a, you know,
stupid. There's no way to go through life, son.
Yeah.
You know, take a couple courses and fucking get into politics, you know.
At the grassroots level, that's what's got to happen. But at the federal level, there's no fucking chance of any of those people, you know, being elected because they're so fucking, they've lived a regular life, man. If you're a musician...
Right.
You know, you've done drugs and you've had a crazy life experience heading up to that point. And when they do a fucking, when they try and vet you, you know, do background checks and shit,
right.
There's no way you, that's the thing. We try and have all these politicians be all fucking clean and with spotless backgrounds. And those are the fuckers that have spent time hiding their lives, you know, hiding
right.
What actually happened in their lives so they could get
well, the last three
of running in for office, you know.
The last three presidents are known drug users, so what's the
right.
difference, you know?
I would kill everyone in this room for a drop of sweet beer.
For it. I mean, you know, Obama's admitted to cocaine and weed use and LSD. Bush, the same, was recorded
right.
by his friend talking about, you know, cocaine use and LSD use. And Clinton
right.
denied it, but of course he smoked weed. Dude. Have you ever seen pictures
right.
of him and Hillary in college?
Oh, right.
Long-haired
they're
hippies,
told Ferguson.
Long-haired hippies.
Right.
So, fuck, dude. You know, I mean, it just reinforces exactly what we've been saying. They're all drug users. They get into office and suddenly they're against it. You know, oh,
right.
well, you know, I did this in my past. I don't do it anymore.
Yeah.
But the reason they are is just what we've been talking about on this very show. The fucking money flowing into the banking system. The money flowing into the military industrial complex to stop the drug war. The
right.
long failed drug war. And so they know it's wrong. They know that they participated in doing those drugs, but they still let people be arrested, be killed for a fucking drug, failed drug war because of the money involved in it. And people
let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question. I think this guy's the biggest piece of shit in American politics. But let me ask you a question. What do you think about people, and I actually know people that think he's a good president. What do you think about people that think Nixon was a good president?
Well, he's the fucking pure yin and yang of the presidency. Because, and I'll name, everybody knows what a shithead he was, but I'll name the
guy. You want answers? I think I'm entitled. You want answers? I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Safety laws were because of him. OSHA, he created the EPA. He created I believe some sort of civil rights bill he passed through in his presidency. He did some shit that fucking not even the craziest left-wing president could get through right now.
Right.
So in that respect, it's pretty amazing. And then he also reestablished ties with China.
Right.
But he was the paranoid motherfucker.
Right. Literally. And he was the one that got this whole drug war thing going. That's the one thing that I really hated about Nixon was the whole, pro-war, pro-Vietnam. Yep. And the whole drug war, man. He was gotta stop the fucking drugs, and it was one of the biggest enslaver things of America.
You know, when the incarceration rates really turned up was under fucking Reagan.
Right.
The bullshit.
Right.
Just say no, and
right.
Fucking that's when the incarceration rates fucking skyrocketed, and we have. 25% of the prison population of the entire world in our country.
Right.
The entire world.
Right.
But that really started going. But you're
insane.
Right. He instituted the quote unquote war on drugs, and then it fucking kicked into high gear when Reagan went in and Nancy. Bullshit.
We got some audio in south of the border in Mexico. If you want to hear it, here it is.
That's about it.
It's fucking.
You know, it's surprising, dude. I had a long talk with my 9-year-old about drug policy yesterday or a couple days ago. I mean, it was long.
Dude, ease her into it first. Don't fucking start talking about fucking drug lords beheading people in Mexico. You got to fucking ease her into just the.
I mean, I didn't give you specifics, but I did tell her tens of thousands of people have been killed in Mexico
because of
our drug laws. I've seen the difference. You know, my dad has gone down to Rio Grande Valley, which is right by in Texas, which was only a few miles away from the Mexican border. He's been down there for like 25 years.
I have an uncle that has a ranch down there right on the Rio Grande. He's right down there.
And
they found beheaded bodies laying out in the fields.
Wow. Yeah.
It's insane,
he's
dude.
He's got stories every year of them, having high-speed chases through Mission or McAllen, which are cities along the border in the Rio Grande Valley. You know, and they're chasing them through and fucking, in SUVs, and then they're just driving right to the Rio Grande River, and they drive as far across as they can, dump the truck in the river, and swim back to Mexico. And, U.S. can't do anything about it, at least according to current laws. But, right now they also have a fucking surveillance blimp. I don't know if I was telling you about this, but this guy, he owns a ranch down there, and he used all of these immigrants as an excuse to put a blimp up on a fucking tether, and it records video for a 20-mile circumference.
Huh.
20 miles. The fucker sits over in the air in Rio Grande Valley recording everything on video, all because of the quote-unquote dangers of the immigrants, But I've been to Mexico tons of times, probably 50 times. I worked down there for a month opening up a restaurant, actually, in Saltillo, Mexico. And I've seen the difference, man. I mean, it's always been a little bit shakier than the U.S. and, of course, a lot poorer.
Mm-hmm.
But, man,
right.
You see nowadays, man, it's – you know, people just want to get the fuck out of there, and it's all because of our drug policy.
Right.
I mean, tens of thousands of people have been killed down there because of our drug policy. You know.
Well, I've been down there quite a few times, but it was mainly to the resort area. So I didn't see a lot of them. We went inland one time on a trip to the Tetchenicha Mayan ruins. But
right.
You know, we went through some really Chichen Itza. We went through, you know, some pretty poor neighborhoods, pretty bad areas. But you know, other than that, we didn't really see a whole lot of the problems and stuff because we were always in a nice area. But,
I worked down in Saltillo, man, that's pretty much in the desert. We took a ride. In the month I was there, I got 2 days where I could kind of explore out of the month. But, you know, I interacted and trained the staff and shit at this restaurant we were opening down in Saltillo. But the 2 times we did go out with some of the other American staff that we were opening a restaurant with, you know, we went into the desert, and some of these people had they had their houses carved right into the hills. I mean, they dug out holes and little windows and shit right in the side of the hills and the mountains, you know, and shit, so that that's where they lived. You know, they lived in fucking dirt hovels. And it's poor. You know, you go right across the border, the Matamoros and shit like that, and as soon as you get across the Rio Grande, man, there are cardboard shacks, there are, you know, metal shacks and whatever else. I mean, there's extreme poverty as soon as you cross the border. You know, but you get to these, you know, some of the resort locations, which I've been to Cancun and also in Cozumel and shit. I love those places. They're just absolutely beautiful. You know, so you can see where the drugs are, the money is for people and fucking shit up. And another reason why marijuana should be legal. I mean, we just went back to it earlier. One more reason, it would save the Mexican nation. I mean, you know, with all of these fucking horrible murders going on, you know, that shit would stop the next day. We legalize marijuana, almost all of it would probably stop the next day. If we legalize all drugs, it would stop the very next day. We legalize cocaine and heroin, so we wouldn't create a market coming through Mexico. The next day it would be gone. The fucking drug cartels, the murders, the tortures, boom, next day.
I think it should all be legal.
I do too.
Isn't that a daisy?
I keep going back to setting it up just like every other fucking drug in the world. If you need a shot of heroin, you go to your doctor, you get a prescription, you go to the pharmacy gives you a clean needle and a little bit of heroin, tells you how to administer it, and off you go to your house.
Bye-bye.
No more back deals where people are killing each other, no more fucking gang turf wars. All of that shit's gone. All of it.
Right.
You know.
Yep. But, you know, they know that. I'm pretty convinced that they know that that's what would happen. But for whatever reason, they want all that crime. They want us.
The money,
they want us being in fear. They want to be able to keep legitimizing all the police force and the fucking the heavy-handed tactics, the fucking militarized police. They want everything to just keep being degenerated and fucking chaotic. They fucking legitimize all this police force and government and everything. Because, if there's no crime... If there's hardly any crime for any reason, I mean, you don't need all this humongous fucking government and fucking police organizations and everything. You don't need all these. You don't need all this ATF and fucking NSA and this and that and all these different fucking
armored personnel carriers and the police and 80,000 SWAT raids every year and on and on and on and on. You know,
and the fucking millions.
That's what they're freaked out about.
And the millions of support jobs.
Like a motherfucker. I mean,
we
would at least by a quarter, if not half, if all drugs were legalized, I mean, our police forces would shrink down to where they used to be with fucking Barney Fife. I was looking at pictures of the riots in Chicago, some of the worst riots ever occurred on American soil, and those cops had they had a billy club, they had a six-shooter sidearm, and a helmet.
Right.
And that's what they confronted all of those fucking, all the rioters with. And those rioters weren't out there killing them.
Those rioters
weren't out there using their guns
or
shooting any of them down. Yeah, they were out there to protest, man. And yet they're still getting their asses beat, but it was by billy clubs. It wasn't by laying in the fucking street, unarmed, being shot in the fucking back by some cop because he feels like it. You know?
Yeah.
Which is every day, dude. Every fucking day it's happening. And
that's amazing.
You know, yeah. So I don't know, but that is the answer to me. That's the answer to absolute worldwide complete massive social change is to legalize
drugs and criminalize Abrahamic religions. that's our fucking platform. Who wants to vote for us?
Isn't that a daisy?
I bet we get a few, man. I'm telling you, at this point, we get a few. I converted my dad. He's 75 years old, into he agrees with me about drugs, especially marijuana. He's
your dad wants to be able to.
I go, Dad, what's more radical, man? Tens of thousands of people that die every year because of a failed drug war, or legalizing it and have it run through your fucking doctor? You know,
right.
Your dad's like,
I wouldn't mind being able to cop a gram of fucking coke, when I wanted to. Yeah.
Oh, I don't know about the
because that'd be kind of cool.
I've talked before about my stepmom. You know, she's 72 or 3. Her sister in Canada has rheumatoid arthritis, and she's taken all kinds of medicines for a few other maladies, and the only thing that works is weed. So my stepmom's 70-year-old sister is up puffing down in Canada because she's a huge advocate. I mean, they visit her once every couple of years up in Canada, and every time she tells them what a wonder drug it is, how much it works for her.
And she's like, bust out that.
That's a good thing, man. You get all the fucking creaks and arthritis, and your joints hurt, and your fucking stomach isn't working right, and cataracts are trying to grow in your eyes. Smoke the fucking weed, man. Smoke it.
She's like, bust.
You know?
She's like, bust out that hash oil, bitch.
Roll me a fatty, motherfucker. We're going to get high.
Right. You're like grandma.
Grandma,
she's fucking. She's like
green buds.
She's like
sack on you, grandma. I never knew.
She's like fire up that fucking bong, bitch.
Or I'll knock you upside the head, motherfucker. Get that steamroller out.
Right. Oh, man, it's hilarious.
Again, that scenario is still better than all the bad shit we've been talking about.
Right.
Bro. I mean, if that's the worst case scenario, that's pretty fucking good.
What's the worst case scenario? Some old lady with fucking cataracts gets caught doing 10 miles an hour on the highway because she's fucking baked, you know? Instead of a bunch of fucking people getting mowed down by fucking DEA agents and people losing their lives and fucking getting their being incarcerated and being convicted felons for the rest of their lives, you know?
Yeah, getting their house invaded over a bag of weed and, you know,
it's so dumb.
So overblown, so heavy-handed right now, man. You know, it's just gone crazy. So I truly believe that's the answer to it. It still would be regulated. It still would be taxed, and it would be safer than ever before. I mean, they could make quality heroin where it wouldn't be bad batches, wouldn't be killing people. You know?
Right. Oh, that's I've known several people in my life have died from fucking getting a hot fucking shot, and shit was bad, and they fucking died. You know.
You never know.
I mean, my brother-in-law died from that.
Really?
I mean, they just fucking. Oh yeah, he was on and off for years, and he'd quit for a few years, and first time back, man, he fucking shot up a fucking bad. It was from East Coast. Bad shit
where?
He got.
First time back from where?
What's that?
He said first time
he
back.
Got,
first time back.
Oh, doing heroin. He hadn't did it for a few years, and the fucking first time he did it again, he fucking got weak, and he hadn't did it for a while, and he was he thought he was. Fucking
relapse.
Moment of weakness.
He shot, relapsed
at a party, drinking, drunk, and I'll just do a little fucking shot up some shit that was a fucking shit that'd kill a bunch of people, other people, and he ended up dying off of it. And you know, it's sad. He was a young guy, man. He wasn't. He was 30 something. You know, not even an old guy. So.
Yeah, and you know what? That shit. I mean, that wouldn't have happened, dude. If it was legal, I mean, he would have gone to a doctor.
Right.
Doctor could have, you know, hey, let's ease up on your dosage. You know,
mm-hmm.
let's get you into a methadone program, whatever. You know, you could talk
whatever,
to a doctor about it, you know? Or a psychologist, which is missing in America, which is why we have a whole other set of problems there completely is our fucking mental health system. But, you know, I mean, at least he could just come right out and say, hey, man, I'm a heroin addict. What can you do to help me?
Right.
Instead
right.
of doing these fucking backroom deals and, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it is the answer. And you imagine that worldwide. I mean, the amount of military and police that would no longer be needed around the world anymore.
Right.
Around the world.
Right.
So I don't, you know. Fuck, dude.
It's total revolutionary thinking, but I just don't know how. And you know it would work, and you know it would be great, but it's basically freedom is what it is. It's fucking living free. And, you know, it's, you know, you're letting people, you know, If you have an addiction problem and whatever, it's letting people get to the end of their problems and get to the end of themselves without becoming a criminal in the course of doing so. You know, somebody that's got an addictive personality, they're like, we're always trying to, you know, they're not trying to save nobody. You really think this drug war is trying to save people? They ain't saving nobody. All they're doing is making a bunch of people criminals, a bunch of weak people that can't fucking stay unaddicted. They're fuck making them criminals and ruining their lives. They're killing them. They're making them felons. They're putting them in the system. They're getting a bunch of fucking money from them. And they're not helping them at all. It's all bullshit, man. You know? So,
well, I tell you what, as soon as someone starts, as soon as anybody from the government tells me that it's for my safety, I know it's fucking, that's trouble. This is all
right.
for your safety. Oh, fuck. I know the problems now. You know, this massive militarized personnel carrier that goes to a town of 20,000 people—it's all for your safety. You know.
Right.
Oh fuck. You know it's problems then.
Right.
So, I mean, you know, anytime there's claim that it's for my safety, it's a fucking problem. You know, we're going to war with people in Iraq. It's all for your safety. It's all to keep you safe. You know?
We're trying to bring democracy to them, even though we fucking funded and gave weapons to a fucking brutal dictator for decades, and supported a brutal dictator. Now we're trying to liberate the poor bastards. Yeah, bullshit. Fuck
worldwide
that motherfucking bullshit.
Terror. It's all for your safety.
Yeah.
Our worldwide war on terror is all for your safety. That phrase, man. That's a fucking chain. That's a red flag that just shoots right as soon as I hear that, man. It's a scary prospect because it's always about the common man losing more rights somehow or being oppressed somehow through the military, police there, whatever else, for your safety. You know,
right?
Oh, you know,
bullshit.
We're gonna take these rights away from you for your safety. You know. The NDAA, we're allowing the military to come in and arrest any American citizen on charges that we deem appropriate for you to be arrested for
Just look at what that fucking, you call it NDAA. What does that stand for?
National Detention Authorization Act? Yeah, National Defense
Just
Authorization.
Listen to what the fucking thing is called.
Yeah, NDAA.
NDAA,
National Defense Authorization Act.
It just sounds evil.
All right, that's the judge
needs. The military to come in, bust down your fucking house, a door, arrest you, if they think that you have anything to do with quote-unquote terrorism of any kind or anything that they deem linked to terrorism, they can come in, arrest you without warrant, hold you without due process according to the Constitution, according to the fucking Magna Carta that was written in 1215, which has to do with due process. Against all of that, now that's what the NDAA does. Allows the military to come in and fucking arrest
you just
the military police force, the whole bit.
if you read that and just listen to the name of that and read what it's about, it sounds like something that would have been implemented in Germany in like 1938. It just totally sounds like something from Nazi Germany. It's almost like a fucking word for word of some of one of their laws that it was passed at that time. It's unbelievable. And to realize that is now, that is here in America, it's fucking unbelievable.
Yeah, dude, it's horrible, and it fucking goes against the Posse Comitatus Act, against the Constitution.
Marge, are we Jewish?
Sponsored by Levin, signed by Obama. It's the worst law. I mean, it's just taxed right onto the fucking Patriot Act and all that other bullshit. But, you know, it's fucking crazy. And allows the military to come in and fucking basically arrest you for whatever they deem appropriate and throw away the fucking key if they want to.
Like
scan through the Patriot Act.
It almost makes normal citizens worse than the rights that military members have under the UMJC, Universal Justice Military Code or whatever. UMJC, UJMC, whatever. They military has less freedom and rights. I mean, you know, the military can arrest their own, and I'm not exactly sure of all because I was in the military, but all of your rights. But I mean, you have less rights than a normal citizen to due process and all that. They can fucking just come get you and drag you into work or whatever. Which I had that happen to me overseas one time. That's another story. But you don't have rights to as a normal citizen. If you don't want to go to work, you can just say fuck it. I don't want to go to work. You know, they can't come arrest you because you didn't go to work. Well, in the military, they can come fucking arrest you if you don't go to work.
Yeah.
And it's almost like that now with the NDAA. I mean, if you were a government worker, let's say you were a government contractor you're a government contractor, let's say you inspected nuclear power plants and there was a heightened code orange whatever that week of terrorist threat or whatever, and you were the person that was checking the security for nuclear power plants or whatever, and you were working for the government even though you're a citizen, they may be able to just fucking come get you and arrest you now with this NDAA. I'm not all 100% sure of what the rights are to normal citizens, but I think they can pretty much do whatever they fucking want to you. I mean, and you don't have due process, and they can just come get you.
There's no due process, but I think the wording is very vague, but it basically makes an association with terrorism, which they can deem a terrorist act or whatever they want. Hey, that was a terrorist act.
Right.
That was a terrorist act. So I brought that up last week about that Chris Hedges that sued Obama. He sued them over the NDAA about wording in it that basically it's aiding and abetting any terrorist or in contact with terrorists to assist them in any manner whatsoever. There's some sort of wording like that. Chris Hedges is basically saying, that wording is saying that if I go and interview a terrorist, I can be arrested for it.
And
I publish an article that says something in favor of that person, I can be arrested for it. So he sued Obama over the NDAA, and the Supreme Court refused to hear it. It made its way up to the Supreme Court, and they refused to hear it. So it's there.
That's amazing.
Another just fucking heinous law signed by Obama, just as bad or worse than the Patriot Act. The only thing about the Patriot Act is it's a massive fucking volume. It's a big-ass volume, and they're, it's quantity.
Right.
And the NDA is one act, and it's quality over quantity. It's
right.
That one fucking act that makes that allows the military to come in and do whatever the fuck they want in the country. So, you know, it's just so fucking heinous, dude. It's just terrible. And so, they may not even need it at this point. The way that the police forces are being armed and the armament they have, grenade launchers and armored personnel carriers and ARs and whatever else they have, anything they want basically nowadays, who the fuck, maybe they won't even need it, the NDAA Act. I mean, maybe they won't even need the military to come in because the police are so fucking heavily armed now, And killing whoever the fuck they want nowadays.
Well, I seen a study on it. The American citizens still have the government outgunned like 9-1 or whatever. They count every fucking gun that's out there. But
yeah.
I mean, how many people are willing to fucking
right.
go to war against the fucking, you know, basically right. have a revolution in Bastille Day or whatever?
Like that, dude. It wouldn't coalesce like that. I mean, I think there's about 100 million people that own guns in the country. One out of, you know, and of course, they own, a lot of people own multiple guns, you know. But,
right.
you know, if any certain craziness happened where there would be some sort of, like, insurrection in the country itself, you know, it would be split up. Not all 100 million of those people that own guns would all be on the same side. You know?
Right. And,
I mean,
and not all law...
The right wing, but not all of them, you know?
And not all law enforcement and military are for the government either. There's
right.
a lot of the... They have the Oath Keepers group. A lot of people belong to that. That they'll uphold the Constitution. They will not attack American citizens if ordered to. You know, so there's a lot of people... even on the government side and the military and the police side that will not, you know, take a military-style action against U.S. citizens,
yeah.
you know, if ordered to.
I could
to.
Never
so,
imagine that, like some sort of insurrection or civil war. I mean, we've got such a massive intelligence, you know, apparatus also that propaganda would be going insane. And if you had, you know, a large group of people that took up arms against the government, I can't imagine what that scenario would be. I would almost think that it would be racial, like what we were talking about maybe at the top
right.
of the show. You know, they're gunning down all these unarmed African American right. guys in the streets. Maybe that's it. But
well,
I,
it's
know,
happening. I mean, it's
well,
happening.
I know.
It's happening.
What I mean. That's it goes back to my theory, dude. I'm telling you, it's almost feels deliberate. Like they're trying to. In, you know, create this armed insurrection against the minority community, you know, that have the minority community create the armed insurrection so that they can justify all of this shit that you're seeing with the police right now, man, the armed fucking personnel carriers and the grenade launchers. They're going to go, see, we did need all this shit.
Right,
you know?
Right.
See, there is reason why we own this fucking tank that can roll over any house in the city.
Right.
You know, I mean,
right.
it's like they're looking for justification to use it right now. So
exactly.
You know, that's just got to go away, but it's finally catching the eye of even some mainstream media. Bill Maher, Bill Moyers, Jon Stewart did a clip on it lately.
I know Bill Maher had a few weeks ago had a big rant on the police state,
yeah.
and the heavy-handedness of the police. He fucking went off on that for about 5 minutes.
Well, not only that, but there's an article, I believe it's in Ross Stories, saying how prescient he was, you know, how forward-looking and future-looking, and what he said in that rant. I didn't read it, but I did read the article about the rant. Said that
yeah, I was watching
that rant
it.
Basically predicted Ferguson. It predicted
really?
An uprising and rioting from something going on. So I'm going to have to go back
right.
and watch that. That'll be interesting.
Right.
But, you
yeah,
know,
it
goes back to what I've said many times. You squeeze a large group of people enough and something's going to pop. They're going to get pissed
right.
off, man. They're going to do something to react to it. You can't keep squeezing, you know, African Americans or whoever else and not expect them to fucking push back. Some way, somehow.
Well, what I'm hoping is, I'm hoping there's like a, in the music community here in Detroit, what I've noticed is there's a, you know, this is kind of off, slightly related to it, but off subject a little bit, but there seems to be a rise in underground and like hardcore punk and very anti-establishment music and very anti, fucking, just anti-government, anti-religious music, and a lot of the corporate music seems to be not drawing as good at the shows and local bars and stuff here, and I've been noticing more underground, more angry, crazy, more a throwback to the early 80s, like the anti, you know, Reagan youth and that, those type of punk rock groups and stuff. And, you know, and I'm doing that band now, the 80s punk rock tribute we're doing, and we're playing a lot of those groups, like the Minor Threat, Black Flag, you know, Dead Kennedys, all that kind of shit. And I've kind of think there's a hope. I've been noticing a lot of newer punk groups and underground hardcore groups and punk groups that are doing a lot of, like, super politically motivated shit, and I've been noticing, like, the lyrics and the songs and the titles, and it seems like there's a lot of people that, there's a lot of angst in that, and it's getting back to that where it's getting really crazy. I'm starting to feel like a little bit of a movement going with that, and that would really be cool if, you know, the people all in their, you know, late teens, early 20s now, mid-20s, got into that, man, and were really back in those fucking bands and just really, you know, made it into a fucking movement, almost like the, you know, like the fucking hippies of the 60s, the anti-war, yeah. but make it a more violent, crazy, just totally active, you know, just activists, you know, have fucking festivals and just get fucking crazy, man. Because, yeah. You know, we really need that. It would be cool to see younger people get fucking, you know, into that shit and
yeah.
really see bands that are really firing people up with an aggressive fucking, you know, old school style punk rock and raw and more raw recordings and more like, you know, fucking earth and dirt, you know, more of a dirty, you know, fucking accessible type shit that anybody can play and that kind of stuff. And it would really, I think that would really be neat to see a resurgence in that old political hardcore punk rock and shit. I've been noticing
yeah.
more of it. And no, I don't know if it's
the
just
only problem
how we're doing
it. The mass, it's hard to disseminate that kind of music anymore, the way music is today with MP3s and
right.
iTunes and shit. It's got to be local, you know, it's got to be vinyl.
It's not a lot of money
you know,
in it.
It's got to be that kind
yeah,
of
vinyl,
movement
yep.
to do it. But I tell you what, man, Detroit, you know, it doesn't get much more anti-establishment than Detroit in general. That city,
right.
you've seen more independent businesses come up, more people.
Right.
And that's what that book I was reading, Detroit City is the Place to Be, talks a lot about these
I love Detroit, dude.
Yeah, I do too, man. I go in. I love that city, and more, every time you go in, you see something new popping up. It's some individual starting a fucking business because it's cheap to do so there, and it's innovative,
right.
and it's cool, a restaurant, a shop, whatever, in Detroit, in these little pockets in the city, and the innovation is going to come in that city because, you know, people are moving there that are broke and have good ideas. They don't have a lot of
right.
money, but they've got good ideas, and they're moving to Detroit to see what they can do with those ideas. It's sweet. I love the city, man.
Yeah. Well, yeah. We live here, me and Morticia, and we fucking love it, dude. Yeah. Everything's not perfect, and there is some violence and stuff, but you know, a lot of cities have problems and stuff. But I really feel like it's turning around. We got a new mayor. Things seem like they're getting better every day. You know, incrementally, everything, every day, it seems like things get better. You know, streetlights come on, city services get better, and, you know, and I titled this show Michigan Impossible, but I think, you know, we'll one day maybe Detroit can be the fucking lighthouse for fucking Michigan again and be the leader, you know, and be the fucking,
innovator,
yeah,
what,
innovators and be the be the fucking Paris, the Paris of the Midwest, which was what it should be, you know.
Yeah.
So.
It wasn't one time, man. It wasn't one time. It will be.
Right.
Again,
right.
I think the
all right. Well, we're gonna get going here. We're gonna call this one and fucking whack it, stack it. Thanks for calling in again, Christ Crusher. Are you still hanging in there with us? I don't even know. We fucking
yeah,
been going out for a half hour, man. This ain't always. Christ Crusher is kind of more on the religious end of things, and we got a little more political on this one, but
yeah.
we'll have you on here again soon and fucking bang religion a little bit harder than we normally do and fucking really tear it up here in the coming weeks, because I'm going to tell you what, dude, I ain't fucking turning my eye away from the religion. We're going to fucking nail some shit here coming up. So
yeah,
thanks for calling. And all right? Your phone, you sound like you're underwater, man. I don't know if it's just me, but you sound like you're underwater, but,
yeah, it's better.
But, yeah, we'll,
all right,
man. We'll hook up again. We're going to,
that's a good round of shit
yeah.
there, man. Good round of shit.
We had good energy. Hopefully,
we 2 hours a week, man. I love it.
That's our therapy. It's Blister Fish. We're calling this one tonight, Whack It, Stack It, we're fucking off!
Adios.
Adios!